you can see yourself in other people.
Absolutely.
You know, I called you because, you know, a lot of people just got a lot of disturbing tweets after Robin Williams had passed and committed suicide. One tweet that stuck with me, the guy said, F Robin Williams, he killed himself. And it was a brother, because I could see his Abby. And to me, why is it that people can't be sensitive to people that are suicidal?
Well, I think that, I don't think it's just about suicide. I think that we as a community and as a society, we are not sensitive to or educated about mental health issues. They make us uncomfortable. They create a stigma for us. We don't want to look at it. We don't want to talk about it. So to say he killed himself, you know, doesn't even begin to explain what he must have been going through. And particularly the way he chose to take his own life sends a real clear message that this man was in a lot of trouble. Yeah. And we have people in our community who are in as much trouble.
Yeah.
You know, who are in as much trouble.
You think culturally that, you know, because I remember my uncles always used to say, oh, come on, man, you're not supposed to cry. You know, don't show anybody your weakness.
Right.
All them people with mental illness, they're just weak. You know, that's something that, I don't know if that's a cultural thing that, you know, we're hammered in our heads that we're not supposed to hurt, especially young black boys.
Absolutely cultural. And it comes from a history of nobody caring. It comes from a history of us not knowing what to do about it. It comes from a history of, you know, you're black. That's what's wrong with you. You don't need anything else wrong with you. Mm. And even though it's been so many generations and generations, this is something that still runs through our community, that with everything else we're going through, you cannot be having a mental health issue. And so many, I mean, we have it running rampant. Beautiful book by Terry Williams, who was one of the first black publicists in Hollywood. She recently wrote a book called Black Pain. It just looks like we're not hurting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm. Which speaks to mental health issues, whether it's bipolar, epidemic in our community,
right.
Depression, another epidemic, particularly among women, because there are different forms of depression, and it's all over our community, and we refuse to talk about it.
And you know, I think the big thing is, you know, there are a lot of people that walk around and they're in so much pain. And I know I talked to you briefly yesterday and told you the story about Morley Safer, who used to be on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't realize that he was like bipolar until he was like 70.
Mm.
And there was a pill that changed his life. He says, I probably could have taken this pill 30 years ago.
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, is there also a stigma that we're not supposed to medicate? Because self-medicating doesn't really work.
Well, we do self-medicate, and we don't go get the help. We won't take the pill. In some cases, because we can't afford it. You know, we just don't have the health care. Again, we don't want to admit there's anything wrong with us. And in order to get medication, you're going to have to go to a psychiatrist, which means you're going to have to talk about your problem. And also, culturally frowned upon in our community is you don't tell people what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah, we'll handle this in-house. We're going to handle this in-house.
Yeah. Right. And then we self-medicate. We self-medicate with drugs, food, sex. We self-medicate as opposed to dealing with the issue. The other thing that's huge in our community, I'm speaking specifically African-American community, Latin American community, because those are my communities, is that we act like we don't see it.
Yeah.
Mm. Which is huge.
Right.
We act like it's not going on. Oh, you know how he is. Oh, you know how she is. Mm. We act like we don't see it, again, because of the stigma, the fear, and just not wanting to have anything else wrong with us.
Yelena, do you also think maybe it's something like you know, we can't have a nervous breakdown. We can't stop. We can't take off work. We that's something white people do. Who's going to see a therapist once a week? Who's got $100 a week for a therapist? You know what
that's
I mean?
Right. That's right. And so we've been that way for so long. I mean, that's just been the chorus that we sing for so long. And I ain't nothing wrong with you. I ain't nothing wrong with me. You'll get over it. I see it. I mean, which is one of the reasons that Fix My Life is so precious to me, because I see people suffering.
Yeah.
And I you can't touch everybody, but hopefully, you know, we can give people something that they will see that it's really okay. It just looks like we're not hurting.
Yeah.
But if we don't handle our pain, you know, our kids grow up watching us suffer with mental illness. Our children grow up in fear that they're going to be like Uncle Sam, you know, or I'm going to be like my mother or my father. They grow up in denial of their own pain, their own self.
Let me ask you, Ayanna, depression, is it situational, is it seasonal, or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above. It can be situational. It can be seasonal. You know, sad, the sun deprivation thing, that is huge. I was married to a man who had it. It was huge. It's huge where we go into a seasonal depression because of the lack of the vitamin A and D that the sun provides. It can be physiological, meaning there can be a chemical off in your body, too much of this, too little of that, that will throw you into depressional episodes. And, it can be psychological,
right,
meaning there could be something going on even in the chemistry of the brain.
Yeah, you know,
of the brain.
In Seattle, Washington, the state of Washington, where it rains all the time, they have an extremely high suicide rate.
Yes.
And that's interesting that you said about not getting the nutrients from the sun, because
they
don't see the sun often.
It's called SAD. I don't remember all of it, but it's something about the deprivation of the sun.
Yes.
They can be a variety of reasons for it. You know, women sometimes have a hormonal imbalance, and they have a form of depression that is demonstrated through anger and just inappropriate, uncontrollable bouts of anger that they have now discovered is a form of depression. And unfortunately, the ones who get it, who get the results of that form of depression, are the children.
Yeah, that's
are
absolutely
the
right.
children.
Because, you know, they were talking about Robin Williams, and they start talking about, you know, depression, that you can probably inherit that.
You can. People, we don't understand, and going back to the children again, how much the mother's mindset and behavior, tone of voice, her diet impacts the children in the womb, the baby in the womb. Some mothers go into deep depression in the womb, and that is why the skin, the hair, the teeth, the joints of the child are developing, and we bring it in with us.
Yeah.
We bring in the anger. We bring in the sadness. We bring in the sorrow. We bring it in. Now, it may not manifest or hit you until you're about 16 years old, and nobody's thinking, oh, my God, I brought this in from the womb.
Oh, my gosh, that is amazing. We're getting tweets. Miss Mocha 371 says, can a person ever come out of or stop dealing with depression during their lives once diagnosed?
Absolutely. And I want to say, black people, white people, green people, it ain't nothing wrong with a pill. Because sometimes we need it to balance the body. Because depression is not only psychological, it's physiological. Once it hits, it's now affecting your body. It's now affecting your bloodline. When the mind slows down, all the chemicals in the body begin to become imbalanced. Your hormones, your keynotes, everything. So yeah, you can, once it is diagnosed, you can come out of it. You need help.
Yeah,
it's okay to take
medication, and people don't realize. You know, there are a lot of people that suffer from anxiety and things like that.
Anxiety, panic.
There are pills, and you know what? People, you know, hey, you don't want to take any pills. Maybe you can't afford it, but there are ways to do this. A lot of you are laying there right now and cannot get out of bed.
That's right.
Because, you know, maybe you have not explored that possibility. Sometimes counseling is really great if you could be able to sit down and talk to Ayanna Van Zandt every day. But if you can't do that, I want to implore you to see a doctor, that because there are a ton of different pills, and you may have to experiment a little bit till you find the one that works for you.
And I want to say it particularly to men. so many men don't realize that even at a certain age with the testosterone drop, they will go into depression. And what they'll do instead is drink or other forms of self-medicating. And let me just say, let us not fail to pay attention to one of the things that could very well be, and you know, they're doing all the research, at the core of depression is the poor quality of our diet. You know, food has changed so much. How we eat, what we eat, where we eat, that our body just isn't getting the nutrients that it needs. And the brain needs the nutrients. Wow. And so there are so many reasons today that this is so prevalent. Yeah. It doesn't mean anything is wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It means that you have something that needs to be addressed.
Iyanna Van Zandt, thank you so much. You are such a dear friend, and I can call you and boom, you call me right back and say, let's go. Let's do it.
Your voice is so soothing. I'm like, I feel so much better now. Yes.
I
can go on with my day.
Get help. I just want us to get help. I just want us to stop suffering. We have too much to do in this world as a community and as a people. Please get help.
Thank you. Iyanna, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you later. That was wonderful. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to post that at RussParMorningShow.com so you can hear this conversation. 5 minutes past the hour of the Russ Parr Morning Show. Tons of calls coming in. We just had Iyanna Van Zandt on, and we're talking about depression and getting lots of tweets here. Ms. Ziem writes, religion teaches us there's nothing that God can't fix. We as humans need earthly help, too. And it was interesting because in the movie that I wrote, The Under Shepherd, I dealt with that, where some people want you to be able to pray away your depression. And you know, and I don't want to, you know, compromise your personal beliefs. This is my beliefs. I just don't believe that, you know, there are a lot of things that I pray for. But there's some things that you need extra help with. And, you know, there's a lot of you right now that don't realize that a little pill could save your life. And like you're saying, well, you're advocating taking medication. I am. Because I have, you know, depression runs in my family. I've seen it. I've dealt with it. You know, I've panic disorders. I mean, you look at big, strong. Earl Campbell. Remember him? Big, bruising running back.
Houston Oilers.
I can't even leave his house. He's so crushed by depression and other things associated with it. You know, he has panic disorders. And this is a big, crushing man. And you look at people and think, oh, he's okay. You know? And you know, at the end of the day, I just want people to understand that there is help out there.
And you know what else I love that Iyanna said? Because everybody heard was pills. She also said what we eat affects us. And of course it does.
Absolutely.
Of course what you eat, that's you need the nutrients for your brain to work. So, you know, I really, you know, I'm a big advocate for what you eat is really what you are.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't have a comment about your about medication and for depression and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. My comment is that, I mean, we should be advocating a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Eating healthy, exercising every day.
Yep.
I mean, those things are proven to cure depression.
Yeah.
Not just, and prevent depression.
Absolutely.
I once was suicidal. I contemplated committing suicide after losing 60 pounds and stopping eating fast food daily. Mm-hmm. I have no problems with depression. In fact, I feel better than I ever have in my life.
Yeah. Meditation, yoga, exercise gives you a high. You know, that you can't get from
and not being a
medication.
Medical doctor, but you know, you got the endorphins.
Sure.
You know, that change. You know,
like they call it a running high because it really is what you get when you do that cardio.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I got a question for the depression.
Yes.
Oh, well, I have bipolar depressive and I'm African American and it's kind of hard. Because I do have anger issues every once in a while, and people call it drama, when it's really not drama, it's what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get people to understand what I go through, so I don't say it a lot.
Hmm. And, you know, I think, do you see a therapist?
Have you been diagnosed by a doctor?
Yeah, I've been diagnosed. I want to say, I think I got diagnosed at like 21. Mm-hmm.
And what was your course of action? Did they tell you to change your diet? Did they give you medication?
They gave me medication. I had to go to a therapist, and I've been going to a therapist. I had a life coach that came like once a week and, you know, talked to me, and that kind of helped.
Well,
and,
how are you doing now?
I'm doing better. I mean, I'm doing a whole lot better because I do take my medication.
Because I do want to tell you something. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you need to go back and get your medication checked, because after a certain period of time, your body will process that medication and it'll only do so much for you. You may have to go to something else if you're starting to have some issues, you know. So I would highly recommend that you do that. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to comment on today's People Poll.
Yes.
Yes. I am, I live in Washington, D.C. I have been struggling with bipolar disorder. It manifested when I was about 21. And then I just recently got diagnosed with post-traumatic stress because I was molested. And also I have borderline personality disorder, too. So some of these are diseases that I cannot treat with medication.
Right.
But the bipolar aspect, I do. So with that being said, the last caller stated that she lost a lot of weight. I've lost over 112 pounds.
Wow.
I changed my diet. I stay away from caffeine. I stay away from emotional triggers. I stay away from anything that's going to alter my chemical and the chemicals in my brain is going to cause some type of like misfiring or anything. I make sure I check my thyroid because that's huge for depression, and women have a lot of thyroid issues. And I just got diagnosed with lupus, so there's a lot that I've been dealing with on my plate, and I feel like I do struggle with it every day. But it's starting to get better. I was on a 3-month leave from work. I just went back to work in June. Because I was suicidal, I had to get hospitalized several times. Mm. So this is it's an ongoing battle. And I think as a black woman and black people, we need to really, get rid of that mentality that you can pray anything away. There's help. If God gave these people knowledge to be able to provide the medications, provide the research to create these things, why not take it? Why suffer? This is the only life we have.
Amen. I applaud you. I applaud you for going to get the help you need.
And I applaud you for coming on the radio and sharing that story.
Thank you. Thank
you. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Wow. I think...
What a great story. That was a great story.
At the end of the day, I know that a lot of you are listening. I'm receiving tons of texts and tweets talking about, thanks for talking about this. And sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. I know that means something. But, we're talking about Robin Williams, who's been dealing with this his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I see a lot of comedians that have... that are tortured souls, man. And
you said it before, in your first movie, which to me is one of your best,
The Last Stand.
The Last Stand. The tears of a clown.
Right.
It's what it is.
Right.
You got the look on your face. Like she said, we don't look like we're having problems.
Right.
Because that's what we do. We hide it. We mask it. That's what we've learned to do, as a people. We have to mask our hurt.
So many people just walk around and. Just in a funk, and they don't know why, but there could be something wrong. And, don't be ashamed of it, because you're going to join the ranks of millions of people around the world that are dealing with this on a regular basis, and it's absolutely nothing to be ashamed with. Now, you may not want to go to that great-grandfather who lost his filter, sensitivity filter, and tell them, ain't nothing wrong with you.
Right.
You don't need somebody to tell you ain't nothing wrong with you. You be proactive and go and find out for yourself if you need help.
Yeah.
It's just heartbreaking. I'm just looking at all this stuff that's coming to me right now.
All these tweets. Russ, when I first moved to the East Coast, it was such a different, the first time I moved a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I would call you every day because I wasn't used to the clouds and the cold. I was depressed. I was like, I want to go home. I need the sun.
Right.
And I did. I left it. I came here for about 2 months and I was like, I'm out.
Right.
Job be damned. I got to go.
Yeah.
And I had no idea there was something called sad at the time, but I would call you and be like, Russ, I can't stay. Yeah. I'm depressed. I cannot stay here with this cold, crazy weather every day.
Right.
And that's really all it was the weather. And I didn't have, I didn't have a support system.
That's a seasonal situation too, And
seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
Right. And so I if you're sitting here and every day, and this is something that you're struggling with every day, and I think, Robin Williams is not dying in vain because we are having this conversation today. And I think it is so important that you ask some questions and ask some people around you that know you. Do you see me as different? Is there a reason why you don't feel like getting out of bed some days? You know, it can be controlled. I've seen it work for a lot of people. In all my years in radio, I've recommended medication to people. I've had people write me on Facebook that I haven't heard from in 20 years saying, "You remember what you told me?" Of course, I don't. And they say, "You told me to go and get some medication, and my life has been wonderful ever since." Now they're saying, "Okay, yes, diet means a lot.
Exercise means a lot."
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff in our food. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's altering. You know, but you may have a slight chemical imbalance that a little pill can take care of that. And they got a ton of these different pills that you can choose from, or your doctor will recommend. Until they find the right one for you, and they will. So there is hope. You don't have to struggle your whole life. Do something about it. We'll be right back, y'all. 14 minutes past the hour.